Hey friends, welcome to the Stationery Cafe, your podcast for everything stationery, journaling, and planning related. This is April from Penguins Creative, and we have Kelly from Kelly Love Letters here with me today to talk about living the analog life and fun things in the community. So join us with a drink, and let's chat about what's new in the stationery world. Hey Kelly, how's it going?
Hey April, it's good. We were just together.
Yes! It feels like it was just yesterday. Actually, was it? No, 2 days ago.
I'm like, wait, wasn't it? No, it was 2 days ago. Yeah.
But yeah, Kelly was in town. It was so much fun.
It was really good. April watched Kiki's Delivery Service for the first time. Which I cannot believe.
I still call it Kiki, and I still wrote it as Kiki's Bakery, like for the nth time as I was journaling about it. But now, like, I think I told you, I want to go to Stockholm, Sweden, so bad.
Because just like how I want to go to your place in Taiwan, that actually isn't apparently what inspired Spirited Away.
It is not.
But I still want to go there anyway because it's like, anyway.
It does have the vibe, I have to agree. When I finally watched Spirited Away last Christmas.
Gosh.
Hey, the no face really scared me. I was hesitant.
He's scary.
I was hesitant to watch because I had thought. Here's my confession why I had held off on watching Spirited Away from the Ghibli studio. It's because I had thought the premise is focusing on a lot of the Japanese ghosts, which they do have a lot. Goblins, spirits.
Which ghost type characters? Kind of does, but it's not really.
Turns out, I watched it and they were all very cute, so it was good. Except No Face.
Yeah, No Face is super creepy.
At some point, my hesitancy was I don't like scary stuff, so even if they're animated, I'm good not watching. But at the end of the day, I realized how much I missed out because it has this giant bathing scene. The bath scenes.
Oh, with the big chicks in the bath.
Yes, and then the cleansing of the river god. Oh,
the river spirit. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my favorite scene. But anyway, Kelly was in town, and I was like, "Let's watch Kiki's Delivery." I almost said bakery. Kiki's Delivery Service, because I've never watched it before. And she looked at me with this incredulous look.
Yeah, several of course.
Times. Judge
as
me.
As we all do.
Heavily. And I liked it. I actually watched it for the second time by myself English dubbed, because we watched the Japanese ones first.
And it was my first time seeing it in Japanese, actually. So, Gigi, the cat in Japanese, is like, sounds like, kind of like a little boy.
Oh, yeah. A younger, even a little girlish, but in the English version, it is definitely a sassy.
He's like all, I told April he's like the 90s version of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Her cat, oh my gosh, Salem, that's his name.
It was very cute. I think I can say that this is my favorite Ghibli movie so far in terms of the scenery and the environment. I just love a good coastal town. That's why I live where I live now.
Yeah, she kept being like, oh my god, look at the water from our house. It's just like Kiki. I'm like,
Hey!
I mean, nice try. No, I'm kidding.
Some parts does have that vibe.
No, it is. Yeah, it is really good.
I keep wanting to recreate the scene either through watercolor or spread, but I don't have the guts to go for it yet.
Oh, please. You can do that. I feel like you should do it on watercolor paper because you love it so much and like it'll look the best on watercolor paper.
I did buy the Kiki art book afterwards.
Oh, nice.
And it came and I was just looking at all the pages of the beautiful scenery. And yeah, maybe this weekend I'll be brave enough to attempt it.
Yeah. So good.
By the way, what are you drinking tonight?
Mike is being very extra and he's heating up the milk for it, which of course I appreciate, but he's making that chamomile lavender like sleepy time tea.
Oh, the your.
But your... rather than just putting cold milk in it, he like heated the milk up, and then he's gonna put honey in there, and it's. Yeah, he's making it all special for me.
It sounds like a stovetop milk tea.
Yeah. I don't think he's doing stovetop. He's just using a microwave. But it's okay. Fine.
A microwave milk tea. I'm drinking my dinner. Because
yeah. Yeah, what's that?
First of all, it's a super cute mirror cup with the Takahata-kun collaboration.
I do love.
With Flower Bakery. This is a collab that like only a stationery enthusiast can ask for in Seattle, and unfortunately they don't have that anymore. But out of it, I am drinking a fruit smoothie because
oh nice,
I have my teeth situation with the two crowns on both molars, so I still can't chew too hard, and I am also rushed for time tonight, so I just decided to blend everything I want to eat into one drink, and now I'm just sipping it slowly.
That's admirable. Yeah, she took us to KBBQ, and she couldn't even, like, eat a lot of it, and it was really sad. We were all sad for her.
I enjoyed my yuke, which is the steak tartare Korean style. Soft, soggy.
I can't handle that.
Raw meat.
I can't do that. I tried to ignore it, actually.
It was delicious. I ate the entire thing, and I ate steamed egg, which is not that bad.
Yeah, it was really good there. Oh, it was so good. Anyway.
So we'll start by catching up with our updates. So I'll go first. When Kelly was here, we had a two full stationery-ish days. I even managed to catch up on my Traverse notebook after you left. I printed out all my photos of us going to Kinokuniya, going to have that beef soup place with cookie, camping out by DC, sugar cake. In the pouring rain, hanging out with our friends, journaling. I printed all those out as photos, and they are all documented in my Traverse notebook now. I think
so good.
It was a very satisfying night to do that.
Yeah.
And
it always feels good to hang out with stationary people. I feel like I say that every podcast. Like, isn't this community great? Yes, it is.
And we were journaling at Woodland Coffee, right? On Sunday.
Yeah.
And I didn't bring too many pens because it was just a short morning outing. I had a little carrying tote. And because I didn't bring my usual gears, I ended up drawing with my fountain pen, the Pilot Custom 823 with a fine nib. And it was a great experience. I really enjoyed the spread I made. I felt like little Lou, who Kelly didn't even follow until I introduced her to it on Sunday.
I was very surprised that I had never...
Judging you.
That I had never.
But she's that amazing Chinese artist based in Japan that does fountain pen ink. Well, basically, she doodles food and adventures in her Traverse notebook while using fountain pens. So it was very, very cute. And I felt for a little bit that I'm little Lou doing the same thing.
So now that I think about it, and... I'm not looking at it right in front of me right now, but does her art sort of remind you of Clamp, like Cardcaptor Sakura style a little bit?
Oh. I think maybe it's the symmetry of that rectangular page that gives you that vibe.
Yeah.
The Traveler's Notebook and helping you.
Yeah, maybe. Clamp is one of my favorite artists, my favorite manga artists anyway. So, anyway.
I know that.
Yeah, she's super, I mean, Little Lou is super talented.
And then also this weekend, I used a lot of my stuff, even new ones that just came in the mail. I have these, you know, I have that hobby of buying a lot of Mind Wave sticker sheets, right?
Do you? Yeah. I don't know if you talked about that last
time. Each release, it comes out, I'm like on cute things from Japan or Paper Treats or anywhere else that carries them and buying the entire set. So this weekend, while we were hanging out with our friends, I opened every one of the six pack and use something from each of them.
Yes.
Unprecedented. So that was my breakthrough. And then this whole week, it's been very busy for me this entire January. It's the slowest month I've ever experienced in my life. I think also partly due to my teeth issues, I had to go through a lot of dental procedures this month. But I had a lot of time to listen to podcasts since I listen to them while I'm on my treadmill when I work out. But recently, even at work, I would just tune into some political podcasts. That's my interest. Mm. I like to. And I've been using my Plotter Bible size as a note-taking thing. Mm. I'm really grateful for podcasts with transcripts because I can just find them and then highlight them with my cursor and then copy them into my Plotter instead of listening to it again. But yeah, I listened to the Pen Addict recent episode. I listened to a few other podcasts, and I've been enjoying using my Plotter to capture snippets here and there. And I kind of remember in the past, I used to do that for my Hobonichi, but recently my Hobonichi's been filled with other things, a lot of things. But yeah, that's me. How about you?
Well, I decided to bite the bullet and try the Plotter Narrow. Just kidding, I just borrowed yours.
The traveling Plotter Narrow. The
traveling Plotter Narrow. I brought it down here with me.
Yep.
I'm not tempted to steal it from you because it has your initials on it.
Or it could just be the AW root beer.
That's right. Yeah. Because somebody would love AW root beer so much that they would get this beautiful job.
No, of course.
April was jealous of this little monkey thing that I cut out. That was a terrible explanation.
I know. Can you kind of just go from the beginning?
So, when we hung out with our friends for journaling time, I have this thing where I become obsessed with a certain, she's like, yeah, you do. So I'm like, Plotter Narrow, I really want to try this size. So I brought a bunch of my Bible size paper and I asked Lydia if she had like a paper cutter.
Mm-hmm.
And I specifically made this motion of like, do you have one of these or one of these?
the slicing one, or the guillotine.
And April was like, what are you saying? And Lydia was like, I got you. So I had a lot of fun cutting down my little paper. It seems so silly, but it made me happy. And April gave me this memo sheet that was from Paper Treats. And it's this cute little Japanese monkey hot spring scene.
Mm.
And I was like, oh my god, I want to cut it down and put it in the plotter. And then when I actually did it, April was like, oh, I'm jealous that I just like put mine in my Hobonichi.
I know. I made a cute little onsen spread around it though.
Yeah, it was really good. She had the yuzu sticker, and you gave me a yuzu sticker.
Only slight regrets. I should have made it into a dashboard in my plotter. That's what it's called.
I also cut one of the origami sheets you gave me from Daiso.
Because we hit up Daiso.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, we're gonna talk about that later. There's a lot of damage was done for me. Anyway, I'm having fun playing in it. I'm just kind of doing a little list situation in there right now.
Nice.
But I ordered some things from Amazon Japan, and April was like, that was dumb. I bought more stuff in Japan. You should have just asked me. I'm like, wait, what?
Yes.
But anyway, I'm still debating which kind of leather I want. I was all about like the orange shrink, and then April's like, but the shrink is all floppy. I'm like, Anyway.
Hey, don't quote me on that. Some people like it floppy.
She allegedly said that to me.
I have a preference of other ones, but the shrink is also very nice.
It's possible that I could love it because I'm into that color right now, mainly because of April. She just influences my life.
And the pebbled texture is really classy.
I know, I like the pebbled texture.
I personally think if you go shrink, you should go black.
No, that's so boring. I can't do that. That's the type of thing Mike would get.
the black with the gold backplate. Oh,
it's nice, but the Licio has the rose gold, that's true. I really like that too.
True.
It's anyway, I'm if anybody has opinions on that, they should hit me up. I want to know what to get. And also, I'm still loving my Cousin Hone and the Slow Planner, which I'm pretty sure I did talk about the Slow Planner, didn't I?
You should talk about it again, because I wasn't sure.
So it's this really cute, it's actually like, it's like an A6 slim. It's a weird size.
It's a weird size.
But it's got this like, I was immediately drawn to this when we were in Japan. And, you know, getting overwhelmed with looking at all these planners, because that's what it's like there. And this one stuck out to me because it's got this very simple drawing of a cat that looks like someone just kind of threw it together.
It reminds me of that polar bear drawing from the Hobonichi lineup.
Yeah. Oh, it does. It's the same vibe.
Same vibe. Yeah. But like, and they, like very simple calligraphic brushstrokes that put the cat together. The cat has a very royal look on it, or a very royal stance. You know, the kind.
Yeah, the stance for sure.
They kind of sit up straight.
Yeah, this planner was available in like a couple different animals, but of course I picked out the cat one.
Of course.
So the inside is just like a monthly calendar. That's an empty one there. You know, no big deal there. We've seen this before. And then the whole rest of it is just lined paper, which also wouldn't be me usually, but like every page has like a different little animal at the top.
Oh, it's that kind of planner with the variations like, of the design.
Yeah, and their little owl.
Yeah, that's
or, cute. The little sloth. So I've actually been using it to track, I do like a monthly tracker situation, and then I write about when I go on a walk, especially since I had a gym tracker, and then, you know, I got COVID for basically a week, and then we had the ice storm for like over a week.
You guys were all frozen indoors, yes.
So I was like, I feel bad about not being able to put more exercise days. I'm like, I did go on walks and it was really hard and I fell on my butt a bunch of times.
Hey, gotta be careful. Don't go out when it's icy. It's really
I know. Yeah, we learned that the hard way. But I've really been enjoying this a lot, and I like not feeling precious about something because it wasn't very expensive. But I feel like we shouldn't be precious with any of our things, but that's just what we do,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. Even with a plotter, I throw it around in my bag.
Yeah, it should be thrown around. Oh, Mike said he really liked the patina on this. He said it was really nice.
That one is done specially in Japan by the shoe craftsman, you know, where he ran it underneath the buffer thing, the buffing brush bristle. So this one aged basically 5 years in a matter of 5 minutes.
Oh, that's why. I was like, April just uses that a lot. No, it's all a lie.
It's man-made patina.
But you do use this a lot.
I do use it a lot, but not to the point where it gets that dark. So definitely, don't be fooled. Cool.
So this is my other guy that I've been really consistent in. And I wanted to share this again.
Cousin Han, by the way, for those who can't see.
Yeah, sorry. April's my narrator. I'm just like, this is so satisfying. The little tracker section in the Hobonichi Cousin Han with the, that I've been doing the Wordle tracking.
It's the yearly overview part, right? Where it's big columns of January, February, March, all the way to June across two page.
And it's kind of like future log-ish,
the dates.
I feel like.
Yeah. I use it as an index, remember? You actually helped gave me the idea to use it as an index, so that's what I've been doing. But she's been using every little row to track her Wordle word.
And it's so satisfying. And then I put the words that I didn't know were words that I learned at the bottom.
It's like people learning a different language, but you're learning English.
Exactly. There's always something.
Nice.
So I got excited because Wordle has like the green, the yellow, and the dark gray.
Mm-hmm.
in the game. So the first in January, I used a green color. So in February, I'm going to use yellow. And I just inked up this Coney Pro Gear Slim Sailor with the little bunny. I inked it up with Buttered Popcorn by Ferris Wheel Press, which we will talk about them later in this podcast. But Buttered Popcorn is a fire ink. So anyway. Nice. Is that all I had to say?
I think so.
I think so. I think that's about it.
Nice.
I'm done yapping.
So the next thing, since it's the New Year's, I figure for the past few episodes, we've always had structure, kind of this is the next section, this is the next section, and I always just like to change it up. So this, on regular episodes, is going to be new things on our radar. We just want to talk about something new. I don't want to give up this part because I think it's fun to look at new innovation, cool things in the market, whether or not I'm buying it or not. I remember it used to be something in our shopping cart, but this time I'm just keeping it really general. New things on our radar, things that we saw, cool things that popped up, because who doesn't like to talk about new things?
We're just sharing information here.
I know.
You don't have to buy anything. And we're not getting paid for trying to sell you stuff.
Unless you sponsor us.
Unless you sponsor us.
You can reach out to thestationarycafe at gmail.com.
Hey, Wearing Girl, where are you at?
But however, I am also
very picky. Sorry.
I just want to say to anyone who wants to reach out to us as a podcast, we can't be bought. I will only talk about things I really like. And I'm very picky. And also, I will indiscriminately promote the companies I work for, which is Travers and Potter.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, I would sell out for Wearing Goal, I feel like. I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay. Kelly will. So send it to our inbox. I'm related to this podcast. But anyway, new things on our radar will be the first section. In the second section, I want to talk about recent favorite stationery items, which I think is kind of close to the currently using, but also a little different. I think things that we have stashes, Kelly and I. So things that we kind of re-picked up, you know, not just the stuff that we're recently using. So, and then the last one is kind of like trends and happenings, things that we like to talk about in general, and then finally things we're excited and looking forward to. And of course this may change, because who knows, if we do any fun events, we go to somewhere together, I have some new ideas, Kelly has some new ideas, you will just hear different things every episode.
So it makes it exciting.
So new things on our radar. I want to talk about this because I saw this on Bintobi, which is my favorite place to get news. And isn't it amazing? I feel like we kind of touched on this kind of product last episode, where I mistakenly called Dominant Industries Ink Archive book from Wearing Go. It's not from Wearing Go. It's Dominant Industry.
I did like your little edit, though.
I was so embarrassed, but I managed to fix it. But anyway, we were talking about a book that is fountain pen friendly, and you can color it in with fountain pen ink. And in Japan, of course, they caught on. In fact, today, when I was scrolling through my feed, I found Bachori, the guy that does amazing handwriting and lettering. He actually also came out with a book like this, which is essentially a ink coloring in book or a tracing book. So they print the design or whatever's underneath in a very faintly on fountain pen friendly paper, and then allows you to either trace it with a glass pen or trace it with a brush pen. And then you can even use some water brush or watercolors to blend them to really maximize that blending effect. When inks touches watercolor, it diffuses, right? And
I love that part.
Create little washes. So this is by, I think the company is called Graphic Sha. So it's just like a general publishing company in Japan that makes a lot of coloring books. The Secret Garden, not surprising, all those usual stuff, also publishes a lot of books. But this one specifically is what is it called?
Or are you looking at the
Well, fantastical illustration is the name of the book.
Fantagiku
Ilasuto, right? Fantastical illustrations, and there's some underwater scene, there's some signage, there's a girl with a black cat and a witch's hat. I thought that hit you.
I'm surprised that I didn't actually notice the kitty until about 5 seconds ago, and I almost screamed.
And
because it's so cute.
It's so cute. And, you know, this is right on the trend of people in Japan already being so into glass dip pens and collecting all kinds of ink colors. And where do you do them if you don't make art yourself? Obviously, if you can, that's great. But there are others who just enjoy coloring and using and tracing. So this is the perfect book.
Or there's
book.
Those of us that like to do both.
Yes, exactly. So
I love coloring.
I really, really like this book, and I almost wanted to buy it, but it was a little bit expensive with the shipping, so I figured, oh, well, it's okay. I don't need it. But it's nice to just look at it and maybe do something like that with my other coloring books. I do have the ones from Bunpodo? No. What is that company that makes letterpress cards?
A letterpress?
No, the one that always had whimsical illustrations on it. Oh man, that name. Q something.
Q-Podo.
Q-Podo? Yeah, Q-Podo. Right? Not Q-Sado. Sorry, C-Y. Q-Podo. Q-Podo, yes. So they actually came out with similar products, which is more of tracing. So they have the Magical Stationery Town. Have you seen that book?
Yeah.
Basically it's poems and phrases that you trace with glass pens.
Oh, right. I think we talked about that
Japanese
on the podcast.
Japanese writing. So
when that came out.
I like this that we just mentioned, though, the fountain pen ink coloring book, because it's more universal. You're not limited to tracing Japanese phrases.
Yeah.
You can just color. And I think with what Dominant Industry is coming out with, that's going to be very exciting. I think Dominant Industry is creative because it combines also an element of archiving. Like you get to write down what 5 ink colors, whereas this one is more of a general coloring book. You get to just fill it with whatever colors you want.
I say let's get them both.
I hope stationery stores in the U.S. will start carrying them. Hint, hint, Yoseika.
That would be neat. Kinokuniya. Hey there.
Oh, Kinokuniya. Yeah, exactly. Things like that. Speaking of Kinokuniya, what's your new thing? I mean, I forcefully added it to your list.
Yeah, you did. Okay. Wait, is it my turn already?
Yes.
Oh, I guess so. I did put 2 things on there. I added another one. So I'm sure all of our girlies have seen the NBC Seisaku non-bull, you know, platinum fountain pen, the 3776. April, don't you have both of the first ones?
Hey, what an accusation.
I'm just making sure.
I only have the apricot tea, okay? I didn't go ahead and buy. I didn't buy the chamomile.
You didn't?
I didn't.
You didn't
no.
buy the chamomile? You?
No.
You look like you did.
That's I know. That's what guilt. Everyone thought. And everyone thought I was going to get this one. But I told people I'm not. I'm not into this color scheme.
Like, to be honest, the color scheme for this pen doesn't remind me of you, but it does remind me of me, and I'm upset about it.
So
both of these past releases, both the peach tea and the chamomile tea, I liked it, but I wasn't like totally hooked.
They're platinum 3776s.
Yes.
In beautiful, cutesy, pastel-y, colorful colors, aside from their regular versions.
Yeah, because, you know, the red, the green, the blue, they're kind of like boring. They're fine. You know, they have their place, but they're not in my pen collection. That's not where their place is. But this one's called the Chai Tea, and it's so cute. And the body kind of looks like that milky, slightly reddish, brownish color that, you know, a chai tea latte looks like.
All right. I know I proclaimed that I like orange in the last episode. I do not like creamsicle orange.
I wouldn't call this creamsicle. I would call it milky chai tea. That's what it's supposed to be.
It's like beige.
Oh my gosh.
I really don't like beige.
She's such a hater. Okay, anyway, we're going to move on from her.
That's why I put it. I forcefully made Kelly talk about it because it's not something that I want to talk about. Just kidding.
So the cap is, it's like a lavender purple.
Oh yeah, that is pretty.
It's really pretty. And then the section is that kind of translucent white. I'm not super a fan of that, but
milk.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Okay, now I'm a fan. So then the nib has this little kind of star. Is that clove or no? That is
anise?
That what cloves look like? Anise. That's what it is. Don't at me. I'm sorry. I didn't know what a clove
was.
Well,
it's called called chai tea, so you would assume it's the material. So yeah.
But it's pretty. I'm considering it, but there's another pen that I'm also thinking about that we can talk about at some other point on this podcast, but
yeah, keep thinking about it. I think this one, the last one, my apricot peach tea, the first one of this series, also by NBC Nombo, NBC Seiseku, is pink,
so pretty,
coral orange with a yellow tip. I bought it at Kinokuniya in Taiwan.
After it was a killer deal.
Sold out in Japan. And the last one was the chamomile tea. It was kind of green, kind of pale white, kind of yellow too, I believe. And that one was available at some Kinokuniyas in the U.S. Fingers crossed, this one, chai tea, for those who want it, will also come to Kinokuniya in the U.S. this time. Especially since they saw the demand from last time. Shouldn't they know better? Right?
Yeah. Also, I just noticed when you brought up your pen, because I haven't seen that one in a while, the apricot. Wait, is it apricot or peach?
Apricot or peach tea.
Okay.
That's the name.
So, looking at that and then thinking about the chamomile and then looking at the chai tea, they all kind of remind me of like a whimsical tea party.
Aww.
It's like what the Sailor Fika line should be. Okay, mic drop. I'm out of here. I'm done throwing shade at Sailor. I still love your pens.
I mean, the Moroccan tea is not bad, but the...
I do like that one. I do. It just didn't quite grab me the way I wanted it to. I say that a lot, don't I? Why do I say that so much?
You say that a lot. Okay, moving on to your other thing that you like.
Yep.
Oh, what the heck?
Yeah, right? So I just saw this. It was posted like a couple hours ago on Wearing Gold's feed. And they seem to be this, what are these? How many milliliters? 5 milliliter bottles. Those are so tiny. It looks like a set. And I think it says it's called the Oldest Stories.
Isn't Vayu released, the green one specifically released last year in another series? Is this a repackaging of what had already came out?
It could be.
But just in the smaller 5 milliliter bottles then. I remember Vayu.
I was just excited.
And maybe Anubis, but the other ones, maybe they were released before.
Anubis looks sick. So these must be like gods, right? Isn't Anubis a god?
It says the Oldest Stories. So probably
Tsukuyomi, that sounds Japanese.
Probably more like myth than gods. Different stories. Myths and stuff. Like Anubis is like Egyptian story. Anyway, these are cool.
I don't know.
They're cute little bottles. They remind me. What other things are 5 milliliter? Diamine inks.
Yep.
I wonder about the openings of these. Hopefully.
Oh, they're probably terribly difficult to fill.
I was about to say, hopefully they fit a nib to fill it in. But hey, I like the small volume option for fans. Just like, what is the other brand that did that? Tasha releases the Hokusai series in Asia, or maybe even here, because one of the Hong Kong stores has the Hokusai series.
Yeah, they release it here too.
In smaller bottle sizes instead of the bigger, I don't know, 30 milliliter. I don't remember. Ooh, then I want to talk about the other Mube ink, since you talk about two. Ooh, how can I forget this? Wait,
which one?
The Wet Pen.
Yes. Ah!
So, Kelly and I are both fans of Matthew on the Wet Pens, at least specifically me. I watch a lot of his videos.
I'm kidding.
I watch a lot of his videos because he's also a fountain pen enthusiast, and he makes this gorgeous YouTube channel about his inks, and he always makes cool swatches. I love his ink vent videos. That's actually the ones I watch every day over like this December. Brush my teeth listening to him unbox his ink vent. Anyway,
nice.
He is based in the Pacific Northwest, and he recently came out with his own ink. Like, how do you even make your own ink? That was your question, right?
I would really like to know that, but he seems like a super cool dude that makes cool products. So
he came out with three inks inspired by the Pacific Northwest: Rainier Blue, Elia Bay, and Deception Pass. And three, just that initially, you know, we love good stationery products with a good story and a good supporting assets. And he made this stunning YouTube video that even if you don't like blue or green or his inks or not even into stationery, you can watch this video and be mesmerized by the footage that he took of the sound of Fight Plays, of Deception Pass, just this super high production video that a lot of other companies don't do for their inks. So I have to support him. And it's funny because me and a few other friends all bought it, and we only later realized together in that room that they are all 50 milliliters each.
Yeah, and I was in that moment, April was like, oh, I don't even own any 50 mil bottles. And we were all like, what do you mean? How do you not own any 50 mil bottles? And he's like, they're all 30 mils. I'm like, really?
And then you think about it. Yeah.
It's like the standard size.
I don't have a lot of the standard size models.
She escaped that particular
predicament. But now I'm going to have three. And he said he's going to make more. So that's kind of scary. But unfortunately for listeners, he sold out, I think. You can probably go onto his website, The Wet Pen, and see if he puts up a notification thing. But I read from his update that it's not going to be for a while. But you can always try. I think it's gorgeous. The colors are chroma shading, especially Deception Pass. If you use it on broad
knit, I think that's the best one.
It goes from this blue to this murky, mossy green, which is the perfect color for me. Even when I do watercolor, there's this color in the Daniel Smith lineup, something mermaid or sea something. Anyway, it reminds me a lot of Ballard, that murky green bay color. So I really, really am looking forward to getting these inks. And I don't know why I decided to buy the Rainier Blue too, and I don't have that many blue inks, so I'm just going to make that my blue ink, and I can't wait to try them.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is, man, it's a bummer that I'm going to have so much ink, I better share some with Kelly.
Man. I guess I have to.
Yeah, it's a requirement.
I will. Okay, recent favorite stationery items. Okay, should I go first?
Everyone needs to hear about this.
Did everyone see that I have acquired the ones that you guys all tagged me in and forwarded to me, send the stories to me, mention me in comments, but the Posy Bungu Dongle Pen. I don't know the correct name. I call it the Dongle Pen.
I mean, it should be. Yeah.
It's a Japanese stationery brand, or pen company, I guess, pen stationery store. And they do a lot of exclusives with various pen brands. And a while ago, I think it was like in December, they started sneak peeking the pink one first, actually. The series of two pens. Poji Original Founder. They don't have a name for it. But it has this soft, it was soft pale white with soft pale pink, and it has a mochi on the finial. And so people started the other one, not the dango one. The other one is the hana mochi.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that one's really cute too. I didn't realize that. Well, shoot.
You didn't realize that?
No, I don't think I even saw that one.
So that was the first one I saw, and the first one that people start sending to me, like, there's hana warabi. It's a cute, delicious pink mochi, sakura mochi. And then they start sending me the other pen to this set, which is the one that has a pale green, soft mochi, translucent body, white cap, pink tip. And they are all saying, April, you need to have this. It's got a three-color dongle on the finial.
I mean, that's literally your thing. Well, not on the
finial. Not on the finial, sorry. On the nib. On the nib. Sorry. There's nothing on the finial, actually, surprisingly. But
I know, it kind of bummed me out that there's nothing on the finial. Like, but the nib is perfect, though.
They missed something. But the nib is perfect. Yeah. And the thing is, someone sent me the pink one first. And I thought the second one was the same thing. So I was like, no, I'm not that into the pink and white aesthetics. Until later, when it is already in the market. And then I boldly claimed that, no, I'm not going to get that. No, that's not my pen. And although the dangle is cute.
I knew that was a law.
Although the dangle is cute, I wasn't going to spend the effort to hunt it down. Because it's in Japan, it's a Japan release. I have to go through my friends. I have to ask them to go help me buy it, stuff like that. Ugh, I hate asking friends to help me buy stationery.
Do you?
Because I do it a lot. I don't want to keep doing it. Anyway, and then it was this fateful night, Friday night, went out with Elliot for dinner. I think I was feeling slightly stressed that day or whatever. Elliot was chatting away with his friend. We're at this dim restaurant, very little lighting. And I came across Izumi Pen's post, posting about the green pen with this three-color dango. And I'm like, wow, I don't have to hunt it down. Why don't I just like message him? Because I've been rejected by Izumi several times already, friends. There were several times I reached out to him asking about a pen, and he always says, sorry, dude, also. Well, he said it more politely than that. So I forwarded the post, you know, the way you hit the forward to the stories back to him, and like, hey, do you still have this? I would love to buy it. How much is it? He quoted a very reasonable price. And I like, hey, yeah, no, please check. I would love to do this. I would like, I'm C White's friend. You know him. Thank you. All that stuff. And then it was very quick. You know how I'm very quick when I buy stuff. The whole process transpired very rapidly, and I was already on the PayPal checkout page. And then that's when I stopped to check with him, like, hey, do you want me to do PayPal goods and services, or do you want me to do friends and family? And then he took a little bit to get back to me. And then thank goodness he took a little bit to get back to me, because by then we were already walking back to the car. It was very dim. And then that's when, like, in the dim light of the car, I realized I forwarded the story to him off the wrong pen. I forwarded it to him, the pink one. The pink with the white body. Like, how could I have got confused? I don't know what's going on with my eyes at that point. So he had told me that, yes, there is a medium nib of the white and pink one when I wanted the green and white one. So thank goodness I got stuck at that PayPal question. Because I immediately, oh my goodness, Izumi, I'm so sorry, but I actually wanted the other one. Do you have that one? And surprisingly, miraculously, he did.
Yeah, no, that's so good. It was meant to be.
And here it is today, the dango pen. And
it writes really well.
It writes really well. It's an M nib, Sailor Pro Gear, slim. Right? Slim?
Wait, no, I don't know. No,
sorry, it's a Pro Gear. It's a regular Pro Gear. I'm sorry. It's a regular full size. That's why the price he quoted to me was very reasonable for Pro Gear. Because we've all seen where it is ridiculously priced in the US. And I currently have it inked up with my friends Tono and Lim Hana Warabi, which is the pink mochi color. color ink in it. So it's a perfect dongle mochi translucent pen with the perfect really light, slightly regretting that color ink in it. And I like it. I'm enjoying it a lot.
Yeah, it's a really good combo.
That's my saga of how April almost bought the wrong pen.
And how we know she was going to go for that.
But I'm not going for the chai latte. All right, friends, stop adding me. Nor the other one. What is the other one that people keep tagging us on? The one with the bubble tea? The matcha, the matcha.
Oh, that was a other pen make tailored pen company.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that one looks so really good too.
It looks good, but I don't like that the bubble is so dark.
The bubble's pretty dark in that one.
The bubbles were a little bit too realistically menacing. You know what I mean?
I do.
It felt a little dirty.
But I mean,
like a very intense brown sugar boba right there. So I'm a pass on that one. If anyone wants to gift me recently though, Beinu caramel macchiato, Drew.
No, I love that pen. It's so good. There's like three Beinus in the past, I don't know, half year that I just.
I think that's the next one that's remotely food like that I would want to get. Drink like that I would get of a fountain pen, but. No fun money recently because of all my teeth things. So
your teeth
might have to be for the taken out. Trading one expensive pen for expensive ceramics in my mouth.
There you go.
The pricing though, the pricing difference is significant. What's the most expensive pen that came to your hands in the recent?
Oh, you mean.
Yeah, Kate, that like went through, ever? Yeah, that went through your hands.
Oh, that went through my hands.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
like not that I own.
Like when you were selling at Tatcha that year.
Oh. Well, I didn't really touch those. I tried not to. I remember I was at the end with the ink.
Oh, that's true. That's
and the low end, quote unquote, $100 pens.
But there was a few with three figures, right? Four figures, even.
Oh. Yeah, I don't even know, man. There's Tatcha pens are very expensive. People were buying them. Like they're really good pens. They have sailor nibs, you know. But yeah.
These two molars right here could get me a lot of sailors.
Could it get you at least one Mont Blanc?
How much would that be though? How much is a good entry level.
I
want
to say 1,000 minimum.
Oh yeah, no, of course, yeah.
Yeah,
just feeling a little sad right now. Yeah. All right, moving on to your recent favorite stationery items.
Okay, so I was all excited because I decided to place my first stationery order of the year, and then following that, I kind of had some trips to like the Daiso in Federal Way and the Kinokuniya in Seattle and ended up somehow with a ton of sticker sheets.
Hey.
I don't really know what happened.
You blacked out.
I did black out for sure. I specifically wanted to talk about the reason why I placed a Niko Neko Zakuya order, which I know we've talked about them before. They're based in New York. They're apparently a very tiny, very cute shop. I've only ever been to them online. But I'll show this part first. There's this kind of famous, is it pronounced Yan Charm?
Yes.
Stamp, which all you stamp girlies will know that name. She had this really cute stamp that's a two hands holding a latte, or it's just holding a cup, and like it's from a top down view.
Yes.
And for the longest time, I've wanted this stamp set because it comes with all these different kinds of like coffee, little tiny stamps you can stamp in the mug.
Mm-hmm.
And it just never worked out for me. It was like when I finally got around to buying it was sold out or whatever. So then I just happened to go on Niko Neko and I saw that they released three new sets with this same body. And the one that I got It comes with three little latte art stamps.
Yes.
One is a little tiny kitty. One is a, like, autumn leaf. Uh-huh. And another one is actually a rain cloud.
Oh, perfect.
And it's basically the most Kelly stamp of all time. And so I placed in a whole order around buying these.
Specifically, that stamp set is called the Coffee O'Clock stamp set.
Yeah, it's so good. I recommend
it. I have it too, but my latte art was the more typical latte art
version. Yeah, which was also super cute, and I wanted it forever, but then this just came into my life.
The cat latte art is meant to be for you.
And so there's two other sets with like three different quote-unquote,
yeah, I saw well. Some with like snowmen.
Yeah,
bear,
that one's cute too.
Art.
The bear,
and then some like the moon waning or whatever.
Yeah, and of course we love that.
That's cute.
But what I also wanted to show this one off. I know you guys probably, everyone listening to this podcast probably has this stamp already, but it's the Pottering cat with the kotatsu. All the cats are underneath the kotatsu, and one of them is juggling. You don't?
Mm-hmm.
This is the most April stamp.
I know. Now I want it, but no.
With the Mekon.
I have a lot of stamps. April, you have a lot of stamps.
That's true. You do have a lot of stamps.
You need to use them. You don't need to buy
more. I didn't even really get to go through your stash.
You did not.
Time.
Yeah. We didn't have time.
Yeah. We were too busy doing fun stuff. I don't know. I also bought like a washi tape. I didn't bring that down here. That's and nice. They gave me a cute postcard too.
Oh yeah, Nico Neko always has cute postcards.
Yeah.
In fact, I wanted to collect their storefront postcards that went through different seasons.
That's what this is. This is the spring.
No. They had one which is their Nico Neko storefront.
This says Nico Neko on it. Or you mean like...
Like the actual storefront in New York.
Oh yeah.
A real drawing of that storefront.
Gotcha.
And there's the snow filled, like snow covered version, the fall version, spring version.
We love seasonal motifs on this podcast.
I love it so much. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
And yeah, you know, this is just kind of a, like, I won't go through all of these, but there's just a ton.
This is not a Kelly unboxing podcast.
Hey!
Just kidding. No, I gave you that sticker sheet.
I'm just excited. Yeah,
from
she
Paper
gave
Treats.
Me the Shiba. Yeah.
From Natsuka?
Shiba
Murata?
Inuto Oishi something. Oh, Oishi Haru, I think is what it says.
It's the Shiba Inus with the desserts. So part of using my stash, I finished both sheets that I have already.
Yeah, but anyway,
I
won't bore everyone sharing my stash, April.
No, I love it.
No, I had a really good trip, bought some really cool stuff, and I love stationery. Did you know that?
We love stationery, and we can't lie. What's that song?
What?
You know that song.
Oh, no. You mean I like big butts?
Hey, I was trying to not say that.
Butt's not a bad word.
All right. Trends and happenings. I really have been admiring a few artists who uses their creative expertise to create imagery that showcase what they stand for. So shout out to Courtney On Design. So Courtney. And then AHN is... I assume the name, design. And if you go into her feed, it is so colorful. I love her poppy style. The really saturated color juxtaposition. And it's all, they look like colorful posters for various social issues. And even though there's like writing on it and like messages, it still is very, very cute and true to her style, which I am really, really admire about. And you know, there's a lot of issues on there that a lot of us care about these days, and I implore people, you know, to not shy away, I think, from using your art to create pieces that, you know, that are not afraid of people's judgment or people commenting, because on social media that's the scariest place to say things. Mm-hmm. Really, you can say a stance towards an issue and then an influx of people coming in to bash you or support you either way. Mm-hmm. But I also think, you know, we're both really creative and artistic people, and you know, we express our thoughts and document them in our journal pages, and we shouldn't stop doing any of that in fear of what people think of us. So unapologetic, right. Like we said last episode.
Yes.
You're abiding to it too. And then another word. Yes, it's such a great word. I think it empowers me a lot this year. So
yeah,
I really want to shout her out. Courtney On Design. She's queer, Korean American, amazing artwork. Definitely check her out. Another artist that really spoke to me a little bit lately on this issue, bunnoodledesign.co. Bun, like bunny. At first I thought bun like you know, bao. Like,
yeah.
Or bread. Anyway, she made a beautiful imagery with the Palestinian watermelon symbol, and in it it says, if I can't express myself and what I believe in, then I'm not an artist. Mm-hmm. If you are against my expression and beliefs, then I'm not the artist for you. And I don't know, it really spoke to me. I feel like it spoke to maybe a lot of people who may not feel empowered or feel like they are afraid of lashbacks or whatever. But mm-hmm. I don't think anyone, honestly anyone, should be able to say whatever they want. I'm not gonna judge you for saying your thoughts or your stance. So no one should really be afraid to not share their voices on their own platform.
Yeah, that's
if it's social media. So I really appreciate artists, you know, coming out with things, sayings like that, that helps, empowers, and gives me some strength personally.
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
All right, exciting things we're looking forward to. How about those Hobonichi spring releases that we talked about last episode?
Okay. I'm like really upset about that whole
I know, because Kelly and I both said we're not going to go wild over it. And we both squealed over the release when it dropped.
The thing is, I was directly attacked, actually, by Hobonichi. Because yes, it's cats on floating bread. And what are you going to do? Just tell me I can't have that?
Like, I'm mad that it doesn't come in A5 size. That's all I'm
I know,
mad
me
about.
Too.
Like, please. It's so cute. So they collaborated with the artists that actually they hinted at, because on the life brochure that's inside the Hobonichi book.
Oh, that's her.
It's the
she
dog.
She does that art.
The dog is in that art. The spring release that just came out features artwork by Keiko Shibata, and it's this really whimsical children book, like, I think color pencil or pastel crayon, I think. And so A6 cover, A5 cover as usual. A6 is the whimsical. What's the name? The name is whimsical. The name is...
I wrote it down somewhere. Where did I write it down?
the three cats riding on pieces of toast, Japanese shokupan.
Okay,
specifically.
It's called Bread Floating in the Wind. I must have that. I really must. I don't know what I'm going to do.
And I'm charmed by the A5 size too, with the field of daffodils.
That one's cute too.
Or sorry, dandelions. Dandelions, not daffodils. I'm thinking about another poem. It's really, really beautiful with the dreamy vibe of all the dandelions blowing in the air. Gentle breeze in a dandelion field. And then the weeks, thank goodness you already have your weeks, because the name.
I know.
Fluffy.
Isn't it called Fluffy?
Floating kittens.
Yeah.
That like annihilated Kelly. Like, that is the straight attack, and thank goodness she countered it with her, what's your weeks?
I mean, it's literally the The one that looks like this, the cat one.
Yeah, the cat one. So yeah, they
they're after the cat lovers this year, okay?
They really are. And then even the plain notebook, which I believe is in the Tomar River paper, right? Mm-hmm. The old one though, or the new one?
No, it's the new one.
Oh, it's the new one.
Yeah. Okay. Sans Zen.
A little sad. But it has the cover is these cats peeking from the side of the open door, and a cat like hauling itself up by the windowsill.
So freaking cute. But and it's called Who Is It? Because they're peeking around a door. I'm like, ah. Attack.
I am very excited for the spring mix piece. I'm going to attempt it against this year. I most likely will lose again because for some reason it's so hard to win the spring one.
I feel like your odds are good, though, because you've lost so many times. I know that's not how it works. That's how people get addicted to gambling. I've lost so many times. I have to win at some point. No,
and
you don't.
And then I just lose again. But the A5 size one has the lion, the creepy lion. You said you had a whole row of tape of it.
And I didn't bring that over to you. Yeah, it's so good.
So I'm going to try for the A5 size again. And I know I have friends rallying to join in a ticket with me to hopefully up my chances. But I'm like, no.
Yeah, you said you didn't want us to do that.
Just let me deal with fate. It's a battle between Tomonichi and I.
What if I did it without telling you? Would you just reject me? You'd be like, no, I didn't actually win it, so I won't buy it from you. Now you're stuck with it.
No, if you do it without telling me, I will take it from you. Okay. So yeah, I'm excited for that. And then, of course, California Pen Show is coming up next week, in fact. I'll be heading down to Los Angeles, and I'm going to try to not buy any pens at this show.
That's good. I like that energy. Keep that going.
So you believed me. So I'm convincing now.
I was trying to put in the good energy, but I'm like, I don't know about this.
And now I jinxed myself. I feel like, I guess it's believable because I just spent a lot on my dental procedures. So it is true. I have no more money left. So
and you need money to buy KBBQ. You know?
And I need money for the spring release. So
yeah. Yeah. So you've got
to. And I am, to be honest, quite happy with my pen collection, especially after the dongo has arrived. Yeah. I have no more care for the world. No, just kidding. I don't see any pens that will potentially catch my attention at this show specifically, because I don't think there's that many Japanese vendors coming who usually are the ones that pique my interest, like Nagasawa or anything. So I think I'll be fine. Like, unless Twisby comes out with a matcha green color right before the pen show, then maybe.
Yeah, you know what? Twisby likes to release pens right before pen shows. I just realized that, don't they? Because remember the heat for San Francisco last year?
All right. Yeah. So if Twisby comes out with a matcha green, like it has to be the right green. It can't be any green. Then maybe I will buy a pen. But from what's been released in the market, like the boring Lamy purple ones,
I can't even talk about that.
The boring dragon pens that everyone's doing. I'm like not interested in any of those.
They're not slapping, you know.
Nothing's slapping right now for April. She has just gotten her grail pen with the dongo, so she is.
It's really good.
A happy camper.
Yeah.
So that's why I can confidently say no pens for me. All bets are off with Plotter, because who knows? If the leather looks really good in person, I might buy one. But is no pens. Which one?
Is it the...
The Chrome Excel Natural.
Okay, wait. Why haven't I seen that? Have we talked about that?
It's the customizable one.
No. Never mind. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, those are really pretty.
Because I have a Chrome Excel in wine color, the burgundy. So I know how good it is. So if I see them in person and if it's not sold out, I will potentially snatch a Chrome Excel natural in Bible size for myself.
If only they made narrow ones, I would get one. It's fine.
I'm so excited. And I'm going to put a corner rounder, corner hardware on it.
Yeah, those are pretty. I like those.
What are you looking forward to?
Oh, so mine was really simple because I'm not jealous at all about not going to the California Pen Show. I'm just excited for everyone because, like, so many of my friends are going and I'm sad I'm not going, but, like, I'm honestly, like, still burnt out from traveling, to be honest.
I know.
I'm glad to be able to stay home and save money. I was saying it basically feels like spring already because it's almost like 60 degrees today. So it's basically balmy, you know?
Yeah. Good thing you came up the week after, right? You almost came up the week when it was icy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that would have been really bad, especially going up your hill. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and Mike and I started watching True Detective from the beginning. It's a cop drama. And I love cop dramas, by the way, if no one knew that. April's like, yeah, that's so not my scene. I'm just watching my K-dramas.
Yes. Yes. Welcome to Some Daddy.
Yeah,
that's the show I'm watching right now.
Okay. I mean, I'm happy for you. But no, so season one and the new season of True Detective that is coming out currently apparently are related, but seasons two and three are different stories, so I got all excited to watch it, and yeah, that's what we're doing. Super
nice.
Exciting.
A calm, peaceful start to the year.
We do like that, yep. And I'm going strong with my gym days. I'm going to do 3 in a row starting tomorrow.
Nice.
Boom.
Nice. I can't wait to go to California Pen Show and bring back some fun stories for the next episode. So
we'll
have that to look forward to. And as always, this is April from Penguins Creative.
And Kelly from Kelly Love Letters.
We'll see you guys next time. Bye.